There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
From the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The NFL Combine gets underway today. Ryan Pace and John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. Bears fans may want Marcus Mariota at 7. Here's Mark Florio. Here's Mike Florio with Mullion Hanley. And Mark Florio.
Who the hell is he?
It's his twin brother. He just brought him on. He writes all the stuff about the Bears now online. It's Mark Florio. But this actually is Mike Florio with Mullion Hanley.
Well, the question is, what kind of offense can he run in the NFL? We know he can run the Eagles offense because it's the same as the Oregon offense. And this gets back to what we were talking about earlier. Do you bring a guy in and say, here, you're going to run my offense? Or do you say, we know what you do well. We're going to let you do what you do well. We're going to build an offense that caters to your strengths and abilities. And people don't know what his abilities are when it comes to being an NFL pocket passer.
Sounds like he's a good fit for the Eagles offense. Then you can hear that entire interview with Mike Florio, Mark Florio, tomorrow on Mullion Hanley at 670thescore.com. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow. Corey Crawford starts in net. The Bulls are off until Friday when they play at Detroit. Amari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks, I think, to play basketball. The NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career. Terry, one of 20 players that finished with 400 home runs, yes. 1,400 RBIs, mm-hmm. 1,200 runs, and 1,300 walks.
That's pretty damn impressive. I will
it
say
is
that.
Pretty damn impressive.
I had no idea that list existed until I saw that this morning in the paper, Maddie.
Yeah,
I had no
me too.
Idea that list existed. Do you have the rest of the list?
At three.
At three. Okay.
I'll do that for you.
We'll discuss.
And oddly enough, the very next story, Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Join the Score's Terry Bors, that's him, and Dan Bernstein live from 1 to 6 p.m. Thursday from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full line of exciting new Toyotas. Check out the stylish and smart Toyota RAV4. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Bors and Bernstein at it again.
Bors and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Now we have Ernie Banks. Can we get anybody in the ground? Is there always somebody fighting over what? What are you fighting over?
His remains. And it's going to anger the Sun-Times, for sure. Because you know that it's going to somehow be representative of all that's going wrong with the new Cubs regime. See? They can't complete the bleachers. They can't get Ernie Banks buried properly. What the hell is Theo Epstein doing?
Keep an eye on the dumpsters.
Right, that's what we're saying.
Oh, God.
You had the cake. You had the Ronsanto cards.
I put them in there.
I know you did. So this is yet another concern that's so Cub.
I don't know where they are, though. I don't know where he is. Do you?
Nope. It was my job to keep track of all the names
Well, somebody has to. Where could he go?
But you're right. We have an epidemic of an inability to get famous dead people buried in a timely fashion.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Madison, Wisconsin. Terry is on The Score.
Terry was a little off on his evaluation of Tony Stewart. NASCAR wasted his time, and that's why he was upset.
No, they didn't. You're making excuses for him. You have to follow the rules, don't you?
He was angry about being stopped during practice.
That's the wrong thing to do when you say you've changed. And the first chance, he's angry.
Right, his ass is red again as soon as he gets an opportunity.
What's the matter with you? You got a brain trauma? What's the matter with you, dumbass cracker? Good Lord.
Idiot and Bernstein.
Over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
Nobody loved this show.
Dan Bernstein.
It's my party and I'll die if I want to.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You do it, yeah, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ken, Wisconsin's still a damn moron.
You know, and Leslie Gore, by the way, actually not a bad musical death there. I mean, she actually did some things I wasn't aware of.
Like what?
She wrote a song that was an Academy Award nominee. I mean, she did okay for herself.
Yeah, she got a pretty decent obituary treatment today.
Yeah, that's what I thought, didn't you?
Yeah, the story, though, that I found really interesting, it's just sort of these graphs at the end of the Sun-Times Ernie Banks piece, where now his grown twin sons, Jerry and Joey, are speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Our father never told us he wanted to be cremated, and we find it very suspicious. Their word.
There's an interview with him saying it.
That Ms. Rice, who claimed that she was taking excellent care of our father, now wants to have him cremated. The brothers also were upset to see a video of Rice on her Facebook page taken at a spa 8 days. And it says here, after Banks was buried. But we don't know that he was buried, right?
Yeah. The cemetery denies it.
Said Rice talked about sipping champagne and took a separate picture of a champagne bottle proffered by a waiter. And Jerry Banks said, everybody's in mourning. If you're supposed to be the caregiver, longtime associate, why are you up in the spa? Well, she was very happy to be there and very happy to show people that she's living large with her Moet and Chandon Imperial chilled and brought over to her.
I would like to tell the brothers, not all brothers, just these two. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak to all brothers. We can't do that. I would just say to them, there is an actual TV interview where he says that. I saw it last night.
Where he says he wants to be cremated?
And the ashes spread around at Wrigley Field. Yes.
Well, I know there was a Tribune interview 15 years ago where he said something like that. But his point was our father...
I saw the interview. I saw the little clip. That's what he said.
He says, our father never told us he wanted to be cremated. But he didn't think the sons were in charge, I guess. Who is in charge of any of this? I mean, it's so messy. It's just really a reminder to get your affairs in order. Just make sure this doesn't happen to you. Right.
Double willed them.
Make sure this doesn't happen to you.
We're okay. We'll be fine. I'll just be sitting in an urn to the who needs to.
You're not even dead. I mean, just sitting in an urn.
You're dead. Sitting in an urn.
It's a big urn.
That's right. I earned my way. Yep. I would just say that, no, since he said it, you can't, whether he said it to you or not, there's ample
it's
proof
not law,
that that's
though.
What he
no,
wanted to
no,
do.
That's not law. That's not that's why wills exist.
I know, but I'm just saying that for them to say they don't know anything, that's not true.
But that's not legally binding.
Well, didn't say it was, but they're denying it ever was said. He never said that.
No,
to
he said our father never told us.
Yes,
which is possible.
Well, that still doesn't mean that doesn't exist, and that's what he said he wanted. I know it's not legal, but that's what he said he wanted. It wasn't her.
Right, but I don't know what their involvement was legally in carrying out his wishes.
She's the one that said that's what he wanted. She's the one fighting for cremation. But she can't find the body. She can, however, find the spa.
She knows where the body is. I guarantee you she knows where it is.
Where is it?
See, I think that I do, they're suspicious of her desire for cremation. Because there's all sorts of stuff
I
to be filled
ordinarily,
in here.
That would set off set your Spidey sense off a little bit, but since he said that, I don't have it. I mean, you had ample chance to do it. I know what has been said, what we've talked about off the air. I know what's been, indicated by some, and I don't know if it's true or false,
But if the man said it, he was of sound mind when he said it. Aside from the legal ramifications, that's what he said.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
But if you're honoring his wishes, if that's what he said.
But his wishes, those aren't his legal wishes.
Well, she has a will, though.
Right, but the question is, if he's non compos mentis, when she dragged his hand across a piece of paper, that's different.
Hard to prove.
Correct. And she knows it's hard to prove.
Mm-hmm. Hard to prove.
It's just so damn ugly.
It really is.
This, now he's going to be remembered. It was a great career. He was a likable personality for sort of the de facto mascot.
As likable as anybody ever.
And, then this gets added into the mix of until it's resolved. I mean, this is ongoing. Locate at the very least, confirm where the body is. At the very least, get that taken care of. First things first, where is he and what's going on, and figure that out.
I would say this too, and I know they're from California, but if you're going to have something, I can't have someone who's not been involved with his wife, his life, his ex-wife had anything to do with him for 3 years. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And she was the first one I saw speaking about this. I mean, she wasn't interested then. Why would she be interested now? She wasn't interested in him at all. That had been a separation that was not exactly friendly, as you know.
Right.
And as many of his separations weren't very friendly, his divorces or whatever he did. I don't know. It was his fourth wife. So I would just say that, first of all, you be there. Don't make a statement until you're there, his kids. Because she's not interested.
And the kids weren't very involved either.
No,
but their point is that Regina Rice kept them uninvolved and didn't give them information when they requested information, didn't provide access to him. That if you're blood relatives, though, you've got every legal recourse.
Yeah, you can. If you want to, you sure can. I mean, she can't. I mean, she's not hiding him. She can't hide him from you. If that's so I'm not sure I believe that part of it. Would she have him in a cabin somewhere? I mean, I don't think so. Here's the thing. I don't think not interested is the word here. Really not.
Who's not interested?
The kids weren't.
Of course not.
Not interested.
No, the ex-wife wasn't, the kids aren't. Not interested. Until now.
Right. So you say, was she hiding from him? What was she doing? No, she wasn't. I don't think, to my knowledge, there aren't any requests made according to what I've seen and what I've heard. There are no requests made. So we're going to come in, we'll be in Thursday to visit. Didn't happen.
Well, they've just said that they've found it. I think they told your guy, Freddie Mitchell, that they found it difficult to have access to him as needed, that she was just sort of keeping everybody away. I just think the whole thing is going to get stranger, I think.
I think so, too.
I think as details emerge, an already bizarre story is... It's
been a bizarre last week, just in general.
There's too many loose ends here. They picked a bad time because this week in February, the combine hasn't even started yet. There's no real NFL news of note. The NBA's got their week off or whatever it feels like.
It does, too, doesn't it? Jeez, play.
Well, hey, you get what the union negotiates. Thank Chris Paul. They don't want to play. The 82 regular season games, good God.
They're 56, right? Isn't that about the numbers now where they're at?
That'd be fine with me, total.
I think they played 56, so yeah, I don't think they have that.
That's an ideal. That used to be the old Continental Basketball League season was 56 games. And, even that felt long, but that's... That's perfect. The lockout years, like the hockey strike, the hockey lockout year was just great. I mean, you had all these games packed in and every game mattered a lot.
Yep. I know you can't afford it, but I think it's too long, too. It's too much.
I just think it's funny, too, that now we're getting all of the Derrick Rose puff pieces largely based on a game against Cleveland that Cleveland didn't participate in.
No, they did not.
Cleveland was, they didn't want to play the game. No. They made it clear they didn't want to play the game.
Correct.
They didn't try. They didn't care. And now it's resulting in, wait a second, that means Derrick Rose is back.
You knew the minute this happens, that's what's going to happen. This is a basketball city that should be smarter. It's not.
No, and
it's not.
And, this is another topic, too. I guess this is as good a time as any for it, but
yeah,
without everybody excited.
Yeah, we've got the only thing settled now. Right. I think we've settled it. Find the body.
But everybody, I know people are excited about the play of Tony Snell, and that's all fine and good. Maybe he's decent, maybe he's not. But why is it? Why is it that almost every time we find out a young Bulls player is decent, it's because of injury. The whole Jimmy Butler thing only got its genesis in Luol Deng being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way we say, okay, well, I guess the hand of Thibodeau always has to be forced.
True.
He didn't like Tony Snell, doesn't want to play Tony Snell, doesn't want to play. The only way we find out these revelations, whatever you want to call them, and obviously it's premature with somebody like Snell, but the Butler thing never catalyzed by anything but injury. Because otherwise he just won't. Like he has to be literally forced by circumstance to get players minutes for development. And that's the kind of thing that management has to notice. Has there ever been a guy where he said, look, I'm going to find a way to work this guy in to see what we have and develop him? It never happens.
Several questions here. Here's one. This is from USA Today Sports. This is for Tom. You're getting asked about your coaching style quite a bit, from the managing of minutes to practice habits. Is there any part of you that feels like there's too much focus on that aspect of your season? Now, this is Tom. To me, it's not a big deal. If you coach in this league, it's part of the territory. They're going to criticize you for something. You have to stand by what you believe in, and I don't believe that we lost in the playoffs last season because we were out of gas. If you look at what we've done the second half of the season, in the past, we're always done extremely well around the second half of the season. Now you get to the playoffs, and when you're down to Derrick Rose, and you're down to Luol Deng, and you're down to Joakim Noah, now it's different. Once you get to the playoffs, now it becomes more equal talent. Maybe we lost because we were shorthanded. That's the way I look at it. Well, Tom, I think some would suggest that you killed those people.
You're shorthanded because of your own decisions and what you do to win regular season games.
Noah was playing
with
bad feet, and he kept on playing and playing and playing and playing. And then at the end of last season, you find out his knee is shot.
Well,
I mean, dude, says our team has to overcome a lot of obstacles. One year, we advanced to second round shorthanded. When we got there, Luol Deng was out with a spinal tap. Ooh, boy, that was ugly. Kirk was out with a calf injury. Derek was gone. Joakim had plantar fasciitis, and we still managed to win a round. And then last year, win 48 games in the regular season, so I'm not apologizing for any of that. All right, what about the idea that no one in the NBA pushes players quite like you do? Do you even agree with that premise that is essentially become gospel? No. Listen, I've been around a long time. There are so many different ways to pace your team. Like everyone, outsiders look at minutes, but then they don't know what's going on in practice. Well, I think they do. They don't know how much contact you have in practice. They don't know what your philosophy is in terms of day off. Practice after back-to-backs, first day of a road trip, is practice a day off and never more than 3 consecutive days? You have to have core values. What do you believe in? Do you believe in hard work? Do you believe in discipline? Do you believe in conditioning? Because those are the things I know that do work. So I'm not surprised if the players plays up and down and it's been sporadic in terms of can you practice or not practice. No practice is important.
Well, you know what? Bottom line is this. That Tom Thibodeau gets a lot of credit for being a great coach.
Yes, he does.
He hasn't won anything.
No, I know. An instant hire, too, when this is over. He'll be hired right away.
But he hasn't won anything.
Correct. Yeah, he doesn't.
He's a great regular season coach.
Yeah,
the only thing we know for sure, he's a terrific regular season coach.
He doesn't back down, though, clearly here or anywhere.
Right.
Nowhere you or anybody else would suggest to him that Tom, I mean, I think you've got an unhappy big man because of this.
Well, you do.
Because of practices and so forth.
You do.
And so, but he's not going to move from this. And when if this ends at the end of the season, say it does, which appears to me going to happen. I've checked. That appears to be correct. I mean, somebody's going to hire him instantly. Somebody's going to look at this record and say, and look around, because when people are searching for coaches, don't odd names come up?
All the time.
I mean, it's like, what? Wait a minute. You're going to guy?
He'll keep working. There's no question. Yeah. But I just think he gets treatment as if he's won a title. And he hasn't come close. He gets a really fabulous treatment for being a great regular season coach. Push and push and push and push and push.
Well, that's
and
what
keep
he
pushing,
says he does. He's not denying it.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying is that those coaches don't last. Those coaches have a shelf life where the tune out comes and they need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, Doug, I didn't see Scott's teams. I wasn't covering the Bulls men, but Doug, practice hard.
We're Boris and Bernstein. You're listening to The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Laker fans just got a message from Kobe Bryant. Message being, do not put your car flags away. In a surprise to nobody at all, Kobe Bryant told NBA TV that he does not plan to retire. It is not the end of an era, and he is seeking a rebirth for his career. He says he's inspired by the Spurs continuing to win titles. All right, I know he's not going to shut it down, but a San Antonio-like rebirth? I'm not so sure. I mean, yeah, Tim Duncan's old. The difference is he has grown old with Tony and Manu beside him. All of Kobe's wingers are long gone, and I don't see young dudes like Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard running around Staples. I only see Carlos Boozer and Swaggy P. Look, I'll always bet on the Black Mamba, but I've got to fold on the purple and gold. I'm Jim Rome.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HDTVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the Green Parking Garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has, oh, so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I just think the rhythm of guys moving the ball, and he's also making better decisions. He's taking the right shots. And when he should shoot, he's shooting. And when he should pass, he's passing. And I think that's putting him in better rhythm also. Yeah, well, you base it on performance. So he plays well, he's going to play. You know, that's you can't do it on anything other than what he does when he's on the floor. So it's pretty simple.
That's Tom Thibodeau on the Bulls. Tony Snell, who's now stepped up to second team All-NBA based on the last two games. So he's moving right up that list. You got Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7. That's going as we're talking about as the NBA season waits all this week to go. And then Adam Silver, my guy, has said one of the things he wants to do, and it is get rid of the back-to-back games, the four games in five nights stuff. I Adam, you know, I like you. I think you made a lot of good decisions. I don't know how you do that.
Good luck.
I don't know how you look at a schedule and do that. That's why the Bulls-Cavs game, the Cavs played the night before, and you're right, didn't look interested to me, travel, coming to Chicago, even so quick hop, they weren't interested. I mean, that's why this nonsense about these regular season games mean absolutely nothing. I wish people would just learn that. It's absolutely nothing. It's no statement that Derrick Rose is back. It's no statement that Tony Snell is on his way to the next All-Star game. Unless he's just going there for fun.
It's just noise.
It's all it is.
Matt in Peoria is on the score. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
You called the radio station to talk, we assume.
Yeah, well, you guys are talking about the Ernie Banks thing, and I'm a funeral director, and I was just kind of... I've never kind of heard of this situation unless, from my understanding, his body's missing, but his kids want to know where he's at, and the lady that was taking care of him will not tell them. Is that correct?
They don't. It's unclear right now as to where he is.
We don't know. We don't know.
Okay, it's unclear. So what I'm saying is, I mean, I would think he's probably at the medical examiner or something of that sort if they have not done a final disposition, but legally it would be his children, that would be responsible for that, unless they waived that to whoever the financial responsible party was. Meaning, if the kids don't want anything to do with paying for the funeral or disposition, and you find somebody that they do, if they waive that, you can do that. So I don't know what the scenario was before, but it's just an odd situation as far as custody goes for the remains. Because of the fact that, that is an extreme liability to hold on to those remains. So if it were my funeral, and there's no way if there was a legal issue, I would have to turn that back over.
But
to the
it's not. We have no evidence. Again, it's completely unknown. One report said he was buried. The cemetery where they said he was buried denies that he was buried there. He's not at the funeral home.
Right. It's all up in our, so nobody really knows.
Nobody really knows.
Nobody
correct.
Said anything. Correct. That we can pinpoint.
Whatever the disposition is, it's who knows?
Yeah, we don't know. We know it's odd. That's what we're talking about, how odd and, it's a horrible way to end it. I mean, just, I don't even know what this is, to be honest with you. I don't know what this is. I know some things that people have told me that I know understand this, but I, in terms of finding, no, they don't know where the body is either. I don't even have a theory on where it is.
Either it was buried and, I mean, somebody, didn't they see it buried at the funeral?
I
mean, I know some funerals you go and you're standing graveside, yeah, and then as you leave, it starts to lower and it goes and they throw dirt on it and that's it. Unless they switch the bodies. I mean, I mean, somebody has to know more than they're letting out, seen something more than they're letting out, but I don't know.
That's correct.
Scoreboard update.
They should check in the Cubs broadcast booth. Might be in there.
Len's got him?
not the TV side. From the Chicago Wolves update studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The NFL Combine gets underway today. Ryan Pace and John Fox will address the media tomorrow morning. The Blackhawks host the Red Wings tomorrow, and if you're not excited about the game yet, well, this should help.
They got some guys around the net, got quick sticks. You know, they got Datsuk Zetterberg. They sustain a lot of pucks with their tenacity and their puck protection. And, you know, they got net front presence, and but more so in tight. They got some quick sticks, and, you know, they're able to make really, really nice plays in tight.
That's our hockey reporter, a net front presence. That's her. It's our girl. That's Joel Quenneville. He's the head coach for the Blackhawks. Craig Crawford will start in net as the goalie. Blackhawks are off until Friday. They play at Detroit. Amari Stoudemire is going to join the Dallas Mavericks. NBA trade deadline is Thursday. Man. Sound just like Matt, don't I? Jason Giambi is retiring after a 20-year career. Yes. Anthony Bosch, founder of Biogenesis, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. What are you guys all looking at?
I'm not.
Turn around. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit castytire.com. Join the score live from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday from the Hyundai broadcast at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. See the Genesis at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Grabbing some phone calls, 312-644-6767 in South Bend. This is Scott on The Score. Hi, Scott.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys. When you were talking earlier about Thibodeau, you mentioned three words that kind of caught my attention was discipline, practice, what was the third one you said, conditioning. And immediately I thought about, isn't this Scott Skiles all over again?
Similar.
And you know where that led, and personally I think what Thibodeau's doing, I mean, that's the kind of coach I think as a team you need. But I just think it's kind of ironic that, you know, you go back, you had someone like a Skiles who I thought was a great coach, and now you basically have the same thing over again, and you're going to have the same result.
Here's what he said. You have to have core values. What do you believe in? Do you believe in hard work? Do you believe in discipline? Do you believe in conditioning? Because those are the things I know that do work. Period.
Right, but what... Believing in those things isn't mutually exclusive. You don't think Greg Popovich believes in those things? I mean,
he
that's
does.
Just stupid.
Yeah, he just gets to them in a different way.
Right. Yeah. It's about method. It's not about philosophy. It's about how you actually try to impose and influence some of that stuff. That's an insult to Greg Popovich. If somehow Tom Thibodeau is holding himself up as this paragon of coaching virtue, and all these other guys are somehow trying to take shortcuts, somehow lazy asses, it's not fair, and it's not true. And I know he likes that. He's got to cloak himself in that Bill Musselman stuff.
And it's he mentions Bill Musselman in the piece too.
I'm telling you,
talking about his influences in life. Oh my God, the personal coaching list is incredible.
I know. And all that stuff.
Bill Musselman's top of it.
All that stuff sounds great. But Bill, I don't think Bill Musselman could coach an NBA champion right now.
No, I don't either. I don't either. He said, I was fortunate to break in with the late Bill Musselman. I worked with Jerry Tarkanian when I was in New York. We had a fabulous staff with Jeff Van Gundy. But more importantly, it wasn't just Jeff. Jeff had worked for Pat Riley and John McLeod and Don Nelson and Rick Pitino, and his dad was a great coach. And then we had Brendan Maloney, who'd been with Chuck Daly. He's a great coach. Don Chaney, who was under Bill Fitch and the Celtics. You learn from everybody, and Doc Rivers is as good as it gets in this league. I learned as much from him as a Celtics assistant as I learned from everybody. So that's his list, his kind of coaching tree there. Mm-hmm. And Bill Musselman right at the top.
Oh, I know. And I've spent time around Bill, and... Bill's
you're right, though. I do not believe he could. No.
No.
No. Bill's absolutely not.
Bill's a terrific coach.
You know, times change, and you've got to change with him, and you see the formula. You kind of know it works. And Tom had an opportunity to just watch. I mean, I don't think the Warriors, for example, you've got a first-year coach. And oftentimes when you have a first-year coach, you know, it's yaha time for some guys. It clearly isn't. And Steve Kerr is sitting there again. Like he's having a spot of tea. He's not the least bit worried about anything. He didn't coach the All-Star team, just said he didn't. When his stuff in the huddle was hysterical, what he was saying to him. So there are a lot of ways. And I, you know what? His core values would be no different than Tom's, would they?
Right.
No different.
And I know coaches love talking about that stuff and saying what they believe in. It's part of what coaches do.
Yeah.
But there are so many different ways to do that.
Yeah, I wish he had a different path to it. I really do. I just think it's a little fractured, and I don't know that, you know. I know that one game turned around the world. You tipped the basketball axis with that.
I know.
One.
It's like, have you never covered an NBA season before? Watch the game?
Yeah, people act like they have it.
Everybody was laughing at the Cavs. You know, Barkley at halftime's laughing at him. He said that they already went on their All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
They were bitching about playing in the game beforehand.
Yep.
They didn't want to.
Yeah, game.
Didn't want to play in it. Showed they didn't want to play in it. Mm-hmm. Didn't run any offense. Didn't play any defense. And all of a sudden, now this is it's a statement game. Here it is again. Yeah, I don't know. It's on the come. This is what it's supposed to look like. Here's this. Just act like you've seen an NBA season before. Just pretend.
Yeah, do us a favor so we don't have to do this every year.
Bob and Joliet is on the score. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I kind of found it rather interesting with Ernie Banks, the fact that his daughter, Jan, didn't show up for the father's funeral. No mention of her whatsoever throughout any of this process. Watching the ceremony on TV, I rather got the impression from his two sons that were eulogizing him that they barely knew the guy. And the funniest part was the shot that they basically threw at the last wife, Liz, by complimenting Ernie on his choice for marrying their mother, Eloise.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know who that daughter is. I'm not much for Ernie's family tree. I have no idea.
It's complicated. If you're going to start figuring out who's married to whom and whose kids with
whom. I don't know who that daughter is. I have no idea. If she wasn't there, she wasn't there. I paid no attention to it. We only pay attention to it now because we think there's a mystery.
And Carl says people will fight over anything, but how much of an estate could Ernie actually have left? He didn't make much as a player. He was divorced 3 times.
Yeah, I know.
And I remember 20 years ago, he had to give one of his exes most of his memorabilia because he was way behind on alimony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, though.
It couldn't have been much. It can't be much.
I don't think you're fighting over millions here. I don't think that's true either. I don't know how it would be, you know? I mean, some guys you know damn well that there's plenty, but I didn't get that impression with him.
We've added yet another guest to our schedule here. The sports business reporter for Crane's Chicago Business, Danny Ecker, is going to join us at 3:45. He's got the latest on what's going on with Wrigley Field.
Beautiful. Yeah, he's good. I like him.
He's really good. I don't know if the rats are still running around, if that's still an issue.
The rats!
All of the displaced rats! Where do the rats go? Ron and Waukegan, welcome to The Score.
Hey, guys. I definitely agree with your assessment that Chiz has a little bit of scowls in him. The one thing, though, that I think he has going for him, which has bought him some time with these players, is he has really helped so many of these guys to get better. And I think they know that. And so it's almost like you're willing to maybe do this extra stuff if a guy can bring out of you what he has.
Yeah, but the problem is it's not a minor league team. You're trying to win an NBA championship. And when you sign a guy like Pau Gasol, he doesn't need to use his rough, tough methods to make Pau Gasol better.
Oh, I agree. I agree that he needs balance. You saw it with Doug Collins. You see it with a bunch of these guys. I don't disagree that he could benefit from balance. But I am saying when you compare the number of people, and let's leave Paul out of it, but when you compare the number of people that Chiz has gotten to be better,
but you know
that's the buy-in that he gets.
Yeah, but that only lasts for so long. Greg Popovich has made a lot of people better too without those methods. I mean, again,
but that list is short.
Well, who's that's better? Those guards he keeps shuffling in and out. Is that who you're talking about? Who you talking about? This he's made better.
Well, the list is long. So Joakim, Gibson, Augustine, the other little guys, all these points guards.
Yeah, well, I mean, the streak, she always makes a streak shooting backup dwarf good, but that doesn't win you a title.
It's a great place to land for one of those guys.
And those guys should be happy to have a job. It's one thing, the buy-in, who cares if Aaron Brooks is buying in or not? Those guys really aren't significant, Nate Robinson and Aaron Brooks. It's a nice little story. It's cute, but it's like, oh, yeah, now Aaron Brooks is he's in the circle. Now we got him.
And I don't really know. Has that made Joakim Noah better? I mean, Joakim Noah is a self-starter. That guy's not you don't have to push that guy.
Yeah, he made Joakim Noah's numbers better last year by, out of necessity, using him to facilitate offense.
Facilitate the offense. But other than that, I mean, I think he's a kind of a willing dude. He's up for anything. I mean, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I'm not trying to take away if that is true. I'm not, but I
know concurrently he makes a lot of guys tired.
Yeah.
And unhappy. He might make some guys better, but he also makes guys unhappy to the point where they don't want to go to the practice facility. I don't think there's a whole secret here. I don't think there's really anything. I think you know exactly what he is and what he does and what he doesn't do. He's a great regular season coach.
Mm-hmm.
Great at it.
Yep.
And was anybody better? But I think to include him among the list of guys who have negotiated full NBA seasons to win titles and had their team absolutely as ready as possible for the most important games, he's not on that list.
No, he is not.
Along with Terry Bors, I'm Dan Bernstein. We will be talking with Danny Acker, 3:45, Charlie Pierce at 4, Hub at 5, and talk about whatever you want today, because this is what we do this time of year. You got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere?
At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Sports and
nowadays.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Buddy drive through that actually cures acid reflux. That's right. We're giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes a free full-size trial of this life-changing discovery. Just call 1-800-500-6971. If lines are busy, try again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer. Zymbiotics is our number one product for acid reflux, and there's nothing like it. Powered by all natural, doctor-recommended ingredients, it's scientifically designed to cure acid reflux the healthy and natural way. But you can only get a free trial by calling now. Take part in this special nationwide giveaway and see the results for yourself. If you want to cure your acid reflux, call now to participate in this special nationwide giveaway of Zymbiotics. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-6971 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-500-6971. 1-800-500-6971.
Sleepy's President's Holiday Sale is being held over. Get half off nearly every mattress in the store with Sealy.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
success. Not changing, because he's taking criticism. Not changing. Our criticism means nothing, though. But when the front office feels that way, that's why you have the Bulls where they are now.
And the locker room feels
yeah.
that way.
It's not
starting the preseason.
Our belief is not what matters. He said he doesn't care about the criticism. Well, Tom, you may not, but the fact is that with a really good record, you will have an outstanding record. You will more than likely be gone after this year. So, you know, what we think doesn't matter, but it makes a big difference about those guys, what they think.
We also talked about the Bears, and with Ryan Pace and John Fox getting ready to talk tomorrow, it's my annual reminder not to believe anything anybody says about their football team, because they're trying to make everybody think all sorts of things about their football team, whether mm-hmm. it's their current roster or potential draft picks. Usually this is an everything is awesome kind of time of the year, where they would be just as happy with you not knowing and trying to make assumptions and guesses, because they're definitely weighing trade possibilities on guys in their current roster right now, if there are any, and trade possibilities of any draft picks. So they're trying to make sure that they've got the best business environment possible, which usually means telling less than the whole truth when it comes to these media gatherings at the combine. And, you know, one thing they could do, you say that defensively that Fox, and you're right, that he'll set to work with that defense. And mm-hmm. it is certainly yes. possible that Fox just says, you know, just keep the offense together for a year. We'll make the best of it. And he could do that. He could bring everybody back and try to do maybe add a speed receiver and find a way to use him yep. so you don't have all these redundant pieces that are so easily correct. Defended. And that was the problem with the Bears offense last year. Even if you take out the Mark Trestman's crazy factor, was that they just didn't have enough different looking
correct.
Weapons. They were easy to defend because it wasn't just predictable by formation. It was predictable by skill set. There are some things, you know, there's some things Matt Forte can do. There are some things that both Marshall and Jeffrey and Bennett can do, and they were more easily taken away than people believed, and it forced them to rely on all of those the bubble screens and crack tosses.
Forte
and all
caught
that,
more than 100 passes,
which was because their offense was bad.
Yeah, that's what I see in my football world. That's not a good thing.
No, you don't celebrate that.
That's not a good thing. You don't say, oh my God, look at the night. He caught more than 100 passes. Yeah, but that kind of tells you where the guys of your team that you kind of count on to do other things are
right,
covered.
They could. That's an option. Just bring everybody back and
yeah.
hope you get something more out of it with a new guy running it. It is possibly it could be a risky option because of some of the personalities involved, and because you would then have a new coaching staff dealing with an old bad culture.
Yeah, and also dealing with a guy that, you know, also understands that it's over here.
Right.
You know, I think that's a really tough go.
You're talking about Cutler.
Yeah.
Saying that
he knows
that,
it's over
that
here.
That even
yeah.
if it's the last year,
yeah.
then that's it.
Yeah.
So how does he carry himself?
Yeah,
how does that affect
play?
The way he plays? I don't know.
It's a troublesome year. It's a troublesome year, but in one sense. To me, that's a little troublesome. But in the other sense of watching John Fox work, will be a pleasure.
I just want to make sure that there's at least an understanding that I don't care if you don't maximize your number of wins next year.
No,
I don't care. I want their commitment that whatever happens next year gets them closer to winning a Super Bowl. And that may not be trying to win every single game next
correct.
Year. I'm completely cool with that. Mike in Bolingbrook, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. I'm calling about Tim and the way that he coaches. And I think that you guys hit it on the head when you say he's a great regular season coach. And I think one of the things that he needs or that Jordan had was that Jordan was the type of player brought better. He made the other players better.
No, it's not. Don't bring up Jordan. It has nothing to do with Jordan.
It has nothing to do with Jordan. But as far as having a player on your squad that can make the other players better while they're on the floor,
Jordan made players better by making them open. That's
right.
How he made players better.
Bulls don't have that. Derrick Rose needs to facilitate a little bit. He needs to pass the ball and
hit
open player.
Nope. All roads lead to Jordan, I guess. No.
And well, don't they really?
And happy birthday, Michael Jordan. But no, that's really not the issue. If they had one of the greatest players who ever walked the planet, they would be a better team and everybody would be happy. But they don't.
He's supposedly, by the way, more smiley and more everything of late, Michael Jordan. What do you think? Do you think that's true?
I know someone who knows him well, yeah. And I was with him recently, and I said, how's Mike doing? And he said, he is bored. I said, what do you mean? He said, he's just bored. Nothing is scratching the itch.
Okay.
I think he likes the lady a lot that he married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
I hope he does.
But he doesn't. He's just not gambling as much and still golfing.
Yeah, get older, you find it's a waste of time, basically. I mean, maybe here and there, but not like he used to, because everything was a bet with that guy.
Right. He's not really crazy intense gambling. He's not hoovering anymore.
No.
He's just bored. I mean, not like bad bored, but
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I think a lot of, yeah.
Completely,
I think
understand.
It's very difficult for anybody, particularly the greatest of all time, to scratch an itch like that. I don't know, running the Hornets are trying to crawl back out of that hole they created early, but is there really a lot of satisfaction in it? Apparently not.
Nope.
Apparently not.
It's nice to have everything you want in the world many times over, and the kids are grown and gone, and you've got the new wife and the new kids and the new life, and there's just not much for him to do.
Not fulfilling for him.
Right. I mean, I don't know if there's something. I don't think this is a guy who's going to go throw himself into a charitable cause. And I don't know where his next thing is, but he hasn't found it yet. And it's very common to have that, to be at 52 and essentially at that point in your life where people don't usually reach for another 20 years.
I wish he'd talk. I think that I would certainly reach out to him if I know he would do it. But I think he's still not. I think he does it with the people that, around the cover of the team. I think he's fairly accessible because he's sitting there.
Right.
So you can talk to him. Because I think in the past, really not much. He didn't. But now you see him. Now he is more accessible. At least to some. Not everyone, obviously. But you know, I'd reach out to him. I mean, I think there's a, you know, there's always something about him that's been fascinating. And I wondered, speculated even while he was playing, that what does he do then? After this greatness, after this unbelievable run, what does he do?
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein, the Bors and Bernstein Show. We've got Danny Ecker joining us in the next hour. Charlie Pierce, always good at 4 o'clock.
Oh, man.
And Hub at 5. A lot of things out there for you. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Blackhawks coverage on the score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO.
And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird?
Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say.
Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.